Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Tyler Bruner on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Highland Food and Nutrition Director Rachel Cerny about the USDA extending its summer food program and how this will help out struggling families in the district.
Rachel, we're talking today about something that actually is really, really awesome that's happening, not only at Highland, but just statewide and even nationwide, actually. It's the continuation of a summer lunch program from the USDA. So could you outline for me what the program from the USDA is?
Basically, the summer food program allows us to feed the students two meals a day for free, and we're choosing to do breakfast and lunch. What we're operating on is what they're called a closed site right now, so we are only providing meals to the students that are registered in our district from kindergarten through 12th grade, and they can get meals for 5 days a week. If they're in school 2 days a week, then they can get 3 days worth of take-home meals. If they're in school 3 days a week, they get 2 days worth of take-home meals. And if they're choosing to do their 100% remote learning, we send five breakfasts home and five lunches home once a week rather than having, you know, the parents have to come to school every day and get those meals.
Right, exactly, because again, you guys are doing the hybrid model at this point, and this kind of allows you guys to send home meals even and allow parents to pick that up. Is that correct?
Yeah. Normally, the USDA's programs require that the food is consumed, you know, on-site in a school setting or what they call a congregate setting. Some of the waivers allow for the parents to come pick them up versus making the kids come pick them up. One of the waivers is allowing for non-congregate settings, which means that the food doesn't have to be consumed on-site. It can be taken home for the kids to eat. The flexibilities with the food patterns are a little bit easier. Earlier in the spring when we were doing it, we were having some trouble with, you know, getting certain subgroups of vegetables and that kind of stuff in just because everybody wanted the same thing all at once. And this gives us just a little bit of flexibility of instead of saying we have to have a red orange, a green, dark green vegetable, a starchy vegetable, and other vegetable, you know, this gives us a little bit of flexibility that says you give them a vegetable.
And then, of course, this whole thing is just something great to see that the USDA is doing this till the end of the year or until the funding is out from the program for this year. So how does this kind of help students at Highland, at the Highland School District?
It removes that barrier of having to have that money in the lunch account. If the kid walks in the door, we can feed them. Or, you know, if the parents sign up online to take those meals home, we can send those meals home regardless what their lunch balance is. And that's especially important right now. You know, some families may be struggling financially due to COVID, parents being laid off or reduced hours, that kind of thing. And it really helps stretch that lunch or that grocery budget. You don't realize, you know, when your kids are only home for, you know, every supper and on the weekends versus when they're home for three meals a day, 7 days a week, it turns into a huge, huge grocery budget. And this helps the parents out, giving them, you know, five breakfasts and five lunches that they can, you know, less that they have to worry about getting the groceries and stuff on the table.
Do you think that this program or the continuation of this program will make food distribution easier while the school is doing a hybrid model at this time?
I really do, because when we first started, I mean, we've always offered the take-home meals since we started the school year. When if your child was a full-pay student, then you had to pay for those meals, where there wasn't that incentive for people to come and get the meals that they had to pay for them. You know, they might as well let their kid make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich at home versus, you know, coming to school and getting a pre-made lunch. This makes it free. This gives the parents some motivation to do it, and it also helps food nutrition budget because it gets us extra meals. That way we have more funding for this year, and it'll impact our funding for next year too.
When you kind of heard this news come out about them extending this program, what was kind of your initial emotions at that point?
I was really excited to see. We had a fairly good participation in the spring. When we did the meals in the spring, we were averaging about 1,500 meals every time we would send them out. So that would be 300 breakfasts and 300 lunches were going out every day in the spring. So we saw that there definitely was a need in the spring when we were completely shut down. So it was kind of nice to see when we came back this fall to know that, granted, we can feed those kids when they're in school, but if the parents, you know, if they had to pay for the meals, they may not come and get them. Now we have the opportunity to send those free meals home for those kids so that, you know, they're insured a meal every day.
And like you said before, I mean, COVID has changed a lot of these people's lives, and this just ensures that those kids are going to be fed a nutritious lunch and breakfast every single day.
Exactly.
And of course, looking forward, you guys are continuing your take-home meal program at this point. And of course, that it also applies with the whole summer program thing. So how can students take advantage of the school district's take-home meal program?
The easiest way for them to do it is we have a Google form that's on the top of our webpage. If they go to highlandhuskies.org, There's actually a letter from me at the very top right now, but in a day or two here, we'll take that letter down and we'll replace it with just with the direct link that the parents need to go on, and they basically just give us their name, their phone number, how many days a week their kids are, you know, in school, and then the students' names, and we take it from there. And we do, just because of the bulk, we're not sending it home with the elementary kids, but we are, so the parents have to come and get them, but we offer Thursday afternoon pickups, we have to offer Friday morning pickups, we offer Friday afternoon pickups. We try and accommodate everybody. You know, if they can't make it, then, you know, I work with some people to do early morning, you know, pickups, just so we make sure we get that food home to the kids.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Highland Food and Nutrition Director Rachel Cerny. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Tyler Bruner with KCII News.